W Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy's COVID test has come back negative for today. This after he abruptly left an event announcing he was going into quarantine. Murphy was speaking at Camden County Community College when he received word a senior staff member with whom he had close contact on Saturday night tested positive for the virus. Murphy says he has no symptoms but plans to self-isolate for the rest of the week as a precaution. The investigation continues after two brothers, one 16 years old and the other 8, were shot and killed last night inside their Trenton home. Mayor Reed Gashora says officials are still trying to piece together what happened.
But I do know that there was some type of family outing before the shooting. Whether that's related or not, that remains to be seen, and the police are with the prosecutor's office investigating that.
Trenton Police Director Sheila Coley says so far no suspects have been identified. Officials are asking anyone with information about the double homicide to contact them immediately. For the second time in a month, the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office has knocked down a fake Facebook page, a Facebook post, that is, about the disappearance of little Dulce Alves. The false post claims the girl, who would now be 6, has been found dead. But Prosecutor Jennifer Webb McRae says that information is false and this is a distraction to the investigation. Alves disappeared in September 2019 while playing in Bridgeton Park with her younger brother. She has not been found, but a $75,000 reward is still being offered for info leading to an arrest. A Jersey lawmaker wants to allow betting on college playoff or championship games and hopes to ask voters to amend the state constitution next year to allow it. If voters approve a referendum that could be on the November 2021 ballot, it would remove a significant part of Jersey's current ban on college sports betting. Senator Paul Sarlo, who represents the area, including MetLife Stadium, where the Jets and Giants play, has introduced a bill calling for the question to be placed on next year's general election ballot. An electric car charging in the garage of a home in Monroe ignited an overnight fire that seriously damaged the family's home. NJ.com says, according to authorities, everyone inside the house on St. James Street escaped safely after the fire broke out in the car, which was plugged into the charging port. Another car also caught fire before flames spread to the bedroom above the garage, as well as the laundry room, kitchen, and living room. The fire has been ruled accidental. We are about to head into the peak of deer breeding or rutting season in New Jersey, with deer crashes roughly doubling their rates in November versus January through September. Rutgers wildlife expert Kathleen Kerwin says you may be compelled to render aid to an injured animal if you hit it with your vehicle, provided you yourself are okay. But the recommended thing to do is call for help.
An injured animal is going to be in shock and is going to be potentially dangerous if you go up to it. So the best thing is to just call the authorities and let them handle the situation.
If a crash is unavoidable, it's actually safer for you, the driver, to hit the deer rather than swerve and risk hitting another car or going off-road and hitting a tree. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Looking like another mild day tomorrow, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
All Jersey.
News time 4:05 now. New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
All right, the traffic on the parkway started to bunch up just a bit north at 143, coming up to 145. Turbine traffic not bad. East and western spurs to the car in the truck lanes. It looks like 109 in Linden's getting slow. 280 westbound side coming in towards 21. You've got some slow traffic into that spot. 24 crowds up, coming back into 78, which remains a pretty decent ride. 287 really not bad from 80 all the way back down towards 440. We've had water main repairs on 35 north and Todd River at Holiday Road, closing one lane, and also 35 north of Middletown between Chapel Hill Road and Normandy Road with the right lane closed, and a stall has been cleared from 18 north and Old Bridge over by Spring Valley Road. One problem across the Hudson is coming back to New Jersey at the Lincoln Tunnel on 495 west at Park Avenue. That's a stall. The left lane is closed. Tom Rivers, New Jersey traffic north.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. Still have 206 southbound closed at Scion Lake in Chemung, and that's where we have an accident being worked on. So, of course, it's a two-lane road in both directions. You're getting about a mile's worth of delay. You're better off just sticking with that, though, because detouring around that in the Pine Barrens could take a while. Now, we have 295 northbound slow at exit 18 up through to exit 19 in that road work zone, and 295 southbound. Oh, boy, yep, it's slow now from Warwick Road, exit 30, all the way down through to exit 26 of Route 42. New Jersey, fast traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 418 on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 97 points at 28,210. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 407.
Garden State, we need your vote. For New Jersey 101.5 and All-American Subaru's cutest pet. We've received thousands of pet photos and narrowed it down to the 10 best. Now we need your vote. And the grand prize winner will receive $500 in cash and prizes. Thanks to our pawsome sponsors, All-American Subaru in Old Bridge and NJPetSupply.com. Visit NJ115.com/pets2020 and vote today for Jersey's cutest pet.
Hey, it's Jeff.
5 News Time 409, now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Fog could once again be a problem for New Jersey overnight as the temperature drops to meet the dew point around 60 degrees. If you drive into an area of reduced visibility, be sure to decrease your speed, increase your following distance, and use low beam headlights or fog lights only. Tomorrow looks great, mostly sunny and warm, highs 75 to 80 degrees. But Friday we go in the other direction, thanks to a breeze blowing off the ocean. Highs only upper 60s to lower 70s with mostly cloudy skies, maybe a quick shower at some point on Friday too. Bouncing back to the 70s on Saturday, partly sunny and pleasant, but Sunday, big change, only 50s, much cooler, with clouds and showers to close out the weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
New Jersey weather made possible by Trinity Rehab. Have you noticed more pain since you're working from home and leaning over a kitchen table or sitting on a couch? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. They are here for you. Voorhees, 78 degrees. Wayne, 68. Red Bank is 71. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.